Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Today, we're diving into something super crucial: setting realistic goals and expectations. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing this mythical finish line that just keeps moving further away? You know that feeling when you set these massive, ambitious goals, only to find yourself burned out and discouraged before you even get halfway there? I've been there, trust me. We all have. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking bigger is always better, but let's be real, that kind of pressure cooker mindset rarely leads to actual success. It can actually sabotage your progress before it even begins. So, how do we strike that sweet spot between ambition and practicality? How do we set goals that are challenging enough to keep us motivated, yet attainable enough to avoid crushing disappointment? That's what we're breaking down today. Buckle up. Let's start with 5 key takeaways. First, know thyself. Seriously, before you even think about setting a goal, take some time to reflect on your strengths, weaknesses, and values. What are you truly good at? What motivates you? What kind of impact do you want to make? This self-awareness is the foundation for setting goals that align with who you are and what you genuinely care about. Second, break it down. Don't just aim for the Everest summit, focus on those smaller steps leading up to it. Divide your big goals into manageable chunks. It's like planning a road trip. You wouldn't expect to drive straight from New York to LA without any pit stops, right? Same goes for your ambitions. Smaller milestones give you a sense of accomplishment along the way, keeping you motivated and on track. Third, be specific. Vague goals are like lost puppies. They wander around aimlessly with no direction. Instead of saying, "I want to be healthier," define what that actually means. Maybe it's, "I'll exercise 3 times a week," or, "I'll swap sugary drinks for water." Be clear about your intentions so you know exactly where you're headed. Fourth, embrace flexibility. Life is full of curveballs. Sometimes the best laid plans get thrown out the window. That's okay. Don't be afraid to adjust your goals as needed. Flexibility doesn't mean giving up, it means adapting and making course corrections when necessary. Remember, progress isn't always linear. Sometimes it's a winding path with unexpected detours. Finally, celebrate the wins. No matter how small, acknowledge your accomplishments. Did you stick to your workout plan for a week? Awesome. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? High five. Celebrating your successes reinforces positive habits and keeps you motivated to keep going. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's super ambitious, wants to write a novel. Problem is, she sets this massive goal of finishing a 500-page manuscript in 3 months. She's working all hours, feeling overwhelmed, and constantly comparing herself to other authors. Sound familiar? The pressure is immense, and Sarah starts to lose motivation. Eventually, she gives up, convinced she's just not good enough. But what if Sarah took a different approach? What if she broke down her goal into smaller, manageable chunks? Maybe she focused on writing 1 chapter per week, or even just 500 words each day. She could celebrate those weekly milestones. Finishing a chapter is a victory. And instead of comparing herself to others, she celebrated the unique story unfolding in her own mind. So, let's recap. Today we explored the importance of setting realistic goals and expectations. Remember, self-awareness is key. Break down your goals, be specific, stay flexible, and celebrate those wins. Remember, it's not about reaching the finish line, it's about enjoying the journey, making progress every day, and becoming the best version of yourself along the way. And that's a wrap for today's episode. I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with setting realistic goals? What strategies have worked for you? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to Modern Stoicism, hit that notification bell so you don't miss an episode, and join me next time as we delve deeper into the timeless wisdom of Stoicism. Until then, stay strong, stay positive, and keep striving towards those goals, even the small ones.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.